As we resume study through Ephesians chapter 4, we're in verse 17 and following today. Read along with me verses 17 through 19. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. This is a very interesting picture that we're getting from Paul in contrast to those who are in Christ. It pictures them as having lost their understanding, that they have adopted an ignorance. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord. You must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. We are being told that now that we have renewed minds, that we have renewed attitudes, we shouldn't resort to futile thinking. What is futile thinking? They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. This sounds very callous, perhaps even mean or self-righteous, but that's not the way it is intended in this verse. It's simply to separate those that have accepted the truth from those who have hardened their heart to the truth. An interesting paradigm, because this dynamic suggests, as it suggests in Romans, chapter 1, verse 18 and following, that everyone is ultimately aware of God, and that in our primal man we know there is a creator, but somehow we choose to harden our hearts to make ourselves the center of creation rather than the creator the center of creation. Easy to do in today's world. So many contradictions in the church, people who claim Christ but don't live a Christian existence. Easy to do. The veracity of science, it looks like a good way to go, to get away from mystic ideas and to trust instead to that which could be verifiable in science. However, much of our modern science no longer adheres to scientific method, is not necessarily verifiable, but is often just theoretical in nature. However, people choose to believe it over believing the things they might have been taught in church or in Sunday school or by Christian friends and families, because those people that they see who claim Christ don't necessarily live as Christians. I would like to suggest to you that this is a violation of one of the Ten Commandments. We render the Lord's name in vain when we choose to say, "Oh, I am a Christian. I love Jesus." But when we live in a way that is not in keeping with those who know the truth, who love Jesus, and who have committed their lives to loving the Lord their God with all their heart and their neighbor as themselves. This verse tells us that it's insisted on that we no longer live as the Gentiles do, implying that we have a choice, implying that we should choose to live in Christ, not live in the futility of our thinking, where we're resting on all that we can see in the material universe to explain all that is in the spiritual universe, where our hope is built on the material and not the spiritual. Today, let's pause and consider this. Are you truly resting your faith in the spiritual universe, the Word of God, the promise of God? Or have you begun to doubt that which God promises, that which God says, because the material universe seems so much more real, seems to have so much more veracity or truth? The reality is that we often have to act in a way that is counterintuitive. That which seems right to the body, which seems right to the human mind, is often not the right way to go. That which feels good is often not in keeping with that which is in our own best interest. It is in our best interest to listen to a loving God who has our best interest at heart and to trust Him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. We are being told here to make a choice. And Paul insists on it. You know the truth. Now live as those who embrace the truth, and don't live as the world lives, choosing ignorance over enlightenment. May sound arrogant, but according to the Word of God, it's just the truth. May you live this week in enlightenment, not in ignorance, embracing God and His Word in all that you do. Have a great Sunday.